Certain musical instruments seem to lend themselves to humor. In jazz, the instruments and the players that are most often the butt of jokes are drummers, for not being too bright, and trombonists, for never having a gig. In the latter category, there have certainly been celebrated and reasonably well-employed trombonists, Jack Teagarden, Kid Ory, J.J. Johnson, to name a few, one whose career has spanned the history of contemporary music, from the church to Dixieland to the avant-garde to progressive rock, is Roswell Rudd. Karen Michelle has this profile.
Roswell Rudd's dad was an athletic coach and a drummer. Rudd used to watch him jamming along to 78s by Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. But it was Rudd's grandmother who gave him his first gig in her Methodist church.
And it was great. There's the choir, the organist, and this little brass band, like a Salvation Army band.
Rudd was 13 years old at the time. Now, more than a half century later, he still remembers some of those hymns. Roswell Rudd is known for the spirit and energy he puts into his playing. You've got to play from the soles of your feet, he says. It's a trait he finds in both the hymns he heard in church and in Dixieland jazz.
I still consider myself a Dixieland trombonist because the first music that I heard live was this music. And some of the first musicians that I met and idolized were Dixieland musicians. Dixieland musicians by way of New Orleans.
Rudd idolized Jack Teagarden and Kid Ory, but in the 1960s, he went on to interpret this music with such out-there New Yorkers as pianist Cecil Taylor and tenor saxophonist Archie Shepp. Roswell Rudd has been taking music from the past into the future almost since college. At Yale, Rudd and another future avant-gardist soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy were briefly members of the same Dixieland band.
Somebody else might say, no, I'm no longer a Dixieland trombonist, I'm a modernist. But he keeps his roots fresh. We both were steeped in traditional jazz, and maybe the heart is still there.
Some progressive musicians might consider that a bad thing, but tenor saxophonist Archie Shepp defends it.
I hear people say, oh, and that guy playing tailgate and all that, but I like that because it's original. He's not trying to play like some black guy, JJ, or pass himself off as something he's not. That's the thing I respect about him. He's honest.
Roswell Rudd left Yale during his last year, dropping his studies in history and theory of European art music to move to New York City. There, he soaked up the music of quirky jazz composer and pianist Herbie Nichols and became part of the scene of the late 1950s. He reconnected with Steve Lacy, and together they explored the music of Thelonious Monk. For days on end, in mostly empty clubs and coffee shops.
There was nobody around. We used to play for ourselves. We used to play for the door, and sometimes nobody came in the door. There wasn't a public for that. It was more like a private.
When When Roswell Rudd plays Monk, Archie Shepp says that the trombonist has what he calls a very original way of choosing notes.
Pick very specific notes. He plays someone like Miles in that regard. Very careful, never pushes it.
Sometimes Rudd even sounds more like a trumpet player than a trombonist.
This is called fretting on the trombone. It's the way of playing across the harmonic series with the slide to make the articulations, to make the individual notes, as opposed to... But these... Those are fretted notes. And people pointed the accusing finger at me back in the 60s and said this is a new technique.
Rudd's techniques are now part of the trombone canon, heard in the playing and the explorations of such younger musicians as Steve Turay, Craig Harris, and Curtis Folks, players who, like Rudd, go their own way. Again, Steve Lacy.
He always was an original player, an original, had an original style, had his own sound and his own approach, and his own modus operandi. He went after what he wanted to do himself without regard to what you're supposed to do.
The point I'm trying to make is that the tradition, let's call it the musical river of free counterpoint, is where all of the composition comes from in the first place. If people were not improvising, there would be no compositions. So improvisation is the most basic tradition in any kind of music.
A tradition that, in the playing of Roswell Rudd, embraces both past and future, from church hymns to sonic youth. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.